Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi, along with Mark Glenn of the American Free Press. Good afternoon, Mark. Mark is somewhere, but I... Okay. Mark will be with us. He was with us, and apparently technology kicked him off this time. All right. You know, it's not always me. So... Now we'll see. But ladies and gentlemen, lots happening in the world. Of course, we know Pakistan now. The president of Pakistan, Musharraf, had declared a state of emergency. And also the ruling party in Egypt had their convention. And they re-elected Hosni Mubarak as the president of the party. We will talk about that and tie all this in with what we have done in the Middle East. We're bringing democracy. Remember, that's what the president said, that we need to go to the Middle East and bring these people democracy. So today, ladies and gentlemen, our discussion will be about democracy. What is it? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it being used the way it should be, even in this country? Or is democracy this beast that will end up actually working against the principles of democracy? We will talk about this, and of course, we do welcome your phone calls as usual. And the number, of course, the call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Let's debate democracy today, ladies and gentlemen, and see if democracy is the best type of rule, or can democracy be used and abused. And also, we will talk about what's happening in the Middle East and in Egypt, and see what the future holds for the Middle East, especially the people that we call our allies. They happen to be far from democracy and far from democratic ruled, but yet they are our allies, and we are pumping so much money into these countries that are undemocratic and keeping these undemocratic rulers in power. And, of course, we will talk about what's happening in northern Iraq with the Kurds. Mark, you with us?
Dr. Tilawi.
Hey. At first, you know, I thought we may have lost you. I'll tell you what, we have someone already wants to say something. We have Gabe in Texas. Let's catch him before the break, and then we'll come back. Go ahead, Gabe.
Okay, you wanted to talk about democracy, and I think democracy is only as good as the people that are being ruled. Demo means people, and ocracy means ruled by. And if you have a society of thugs, you're not going to have a very good democracy. But if you have a society of virtuous individuals who are always striving for self-actualization, then you'll probably have a pretty good one. But you also need free speech. You need to have free speech, and that's even if someone does, you don't agree with. If there's going to be some Nazi there talking hate speech, you've got to allow that, because that's what you need to have a democracy. You have to have free speech. You have to have an educated populace. And unless you have that, democracy is nothing but mob rule.
Well said, Gabe. Well said. We'll be right back, right after the break.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2200 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Current Issues, and we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Hisham Tilawi, along with Mark Glenn of the American Free Press. Before we dive into our subject today, which is democracy, I would like to ask everyone to write this number down. It is the 800 number for RBN. Please give them a call, give them some support, and want you to know that without RBN, this program and other programs will not be able to go on the air if it was not for the good people in at RBN. So please support the network, and remember that it does take money to be on the air. It takes money for lots and lots and lots of things, and RBN is not supported by any of these special interests or big corporations that have an agenda. The only agenda RBN has is bringing you the truth. So that number is 800-724-2719. That's for the main office. And if you want to send in a gift, it doesn't matter. I don't care. $5, that's fine. If that's all you can afford, that will be fine. Send it to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And if you need any more of the more information on that, you can call 800-724-2719, and they will give you all the information you need. So we appreciate all the help you can give. Mark, let's talk about democracy. But before we talk about democracy, what is happening in Pakistan?
Well, as of this moment, Musharraf, who, as anybody who has followed the situation knows, is a mere puppet to the United States. He has just clamped down on that country. Of course, they've been going through something which you could best be termed a civil war now for the last at least 2 months, or if not longer. And in order to keep himself in power, he has basically declared martial law across the country. The internet has been shut down. Phone service has been shut down. Of course, you know, the inability for people to communicate with each other. This is absolutely necessary whenever you're going to, when you're trying to hold on to power. He has dissolved the Pakistani Assembly, meaning the government, the Congress, Legislative Assembly. And he has basically thrown out the Supreme Court, and he's putting people in that in those positions who are basically yes men who are going to rubber stamp whatever it is that he has decided he wants to see take place in that country. So, and the interesting thing is, of course, keeping in mind that Musharraf is one of our boys. He is somebody that we have been paying hundreds of millions of dollars in order to keep him in power, and yet he's certainly not acting like a Western democratic leader. And really, Hashem, as you and I were talking about earlier, you know, this situation taking place in Pakistan is just one more example of why the people in that part of the world do not trust the United States. We go into their countries, bomb the hell out of them under the pretext of bringing democracy and freedom to them. But yet, all along, we support these people. We put these people in power in these countries who repress the people and who do not give them genuine democracy.
You know, Musharraf, there was a question about if he could run again because apparently that he, by law, he could not run for another term, but yet he did. And also, he is the army chief. He is the basically the you can say he is in control of the military in Pakistan. That's something that they did not, the opposition party and a lot of countries in the world. And he even said at one time before the Supreme Court that he basically walked all over today and he arrested the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Iftikhar Muhammad Chaudhry. He removed him from his job and placed him under house arrest. So that's very much, this is the democratic leader that we are helping in Pakistan. And this is a shame that the United States is supporting people such as Musharraf to stay in power, regardless if he is democratic or not, because they were asking him to resign his post as a military chief or the head of the military, and he did not. He said, you know, during the he kind of started basically talking about a couple of things. During before the Supreme Court said that, yeah, you can run another term, but he was supposed to resign, and he did not resign. And now we see why he did not resign, because he wanted to rule the country under basically martial law. That's what's going on. So, you know, if Musharraf can do it in Pakistan, and we do remember that last year, I think it was in August, if I'm not mistaken, when President Bush signed a presidential directive giving himself the powers of all three branches of government in case of a catastrophic event anywhere. It doesn't matter. It does not have to be in the United States. So it's nothing also for the United States if this catastrophic event took place. It does not have to be terrorist. It could be economic, which is we are in an economic meltdown right now. And it could be environmental. It could be any reason. For any reason, the President of the United States can actually do what Musharraf had done, and no one can do anything about it. So, you know, if we are saying that, yes, Musharraf, you can do it, and we see what's going on in Egypt. Today was the opening session for the ruling party's convention in Egypt, which is Hosni Mubarak is the president of Egypt, and he is also the president of the ruling party, which is the National Party. And, you know, being the head of the party there is not like being the chairman of the Democratic Party here or the chairman of the Republican Party, where you don't really have much authority except running the day-to-day affairs of the party. But in Egypt, the head of the party, which is Hosni Mubarak, is also the absolute ruler of the country, and that is far from democracy. And yesterday, the head of the Al-Azhar, which is the highest religious authority in Egypt, very much gave him a green light to get his son in that position after he decides to step down, or after, I mean, he's an old man. Hosni Mubarak is an old man. He's, I would say he's probably late 70s or early 80s. So we see what is happening with all these democracies that we are supporting in the Middle East. What do you think? Have you what's going on? Do you know what's going on in the Middle East as far as like these democracies who we are helping, and if they are really and truly democratic states?
Are you asking me, Shem?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just, again, it is just a sham. The situation that you just described is in technical terms, it's known as nepotism, which is just handing off power from one older member of a family to another. And so, you know, if here's the thing. If the people who are supporting this war in the Middle East, the people on the radio, such as the Michael Savages and the Sean Hannitys and all the rest of them, if they would just be honest about it and say, listen, we're not really there to bring democracy to the Middle East. If we were, then we wouldn't be propping up these thug dictatorships. We wouldn't be tampering with the elections in these countries to make sure that someone was elected who was going to be compliant with Western demands. If they would just come out and say that, it would be a lot more palatable. But the fact of the matter is that every day you turn on the radio anywhere in this country, and you're going to hear the likes of Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly, Rush Limbaugh, take your pick, talking about how wonderful it is, how divinely sanctioned it is that America is over there bringing democracy to these people. To hear them say it and then to read stories like this where you can see that basically a corrupt system that was put in place decades ago is being propped up by our own country, by our own tax dollars, and then we lie through our teeth in the process by saying we have to go over there and destroy these people, destroy their countries, in order to give them the kind of lifestyle that we have here. It really is just getting it's no wonder that Americans don't really know too much about the politics of the region, because even for those of us who do know something about it, it really gets hard to stomach.
You know, Mark, the funny thing about Pakistan is the Supreme Court still have not decided yet if Musharraf – see, he won election last month for another five-year term. And the Supreme Court was still in the middle of discussions and deciding if he actually can run for another term or not. And they were about to give a decision, as a matter of fact, on the matter. And before they do they make this decision if he could run, because he did win he won elections, but was he eligible to run or not? That's what the Supreme Court was decided. But of course, today he decided to do away with the Supreme Court. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll continue with this, and we welcome your phone calls. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And our call in number is 800-313-9443. Mark, actually, President Musharraf's term was supposed to end on November 15th. So that's about 11 days, 12 days from today. And the Supreme Court was still, like I mentioned before the break, still discussing if Musharraf was eligible to enter the election, which he won for a five-year term last month. And the Supreme Court was actually threatened because they were dragging their feet deciding the fate of the president, and some of them, especially the Chief Justice, Muhammad Iftikhar, or Iftikhar Muhammad Chaudhry, he was against the president running for another term. So the possibility of a state of emergency being declared in Pakistan was there, and it was actually talked about a couple of weeks ago in order to get the Supreme Court to side up with the president, because if they did not side up with the president, he was going to declare emergency or state of emergency. So basically, if this is one of the supposedly democratic leaders that we are helping. He would just forget about the Supreme Court completely so he can be the president, and now he's a dictator. You know what I hate about this whole thing is the reaction of the United States. It's, you know, what I normally term political prostitution, because Friday, Condoleezza Rice supposedly told Musharraf not to do it. But I guarantee you, Mark, these leaders will not move, will not make one step without the United States telling them, yes, you can, or no, you can't. But publicly, the United States is going to oppose this move. But underhandedly, they're probably the ones who pushed them to do it, because I'm basing this on the fact that the United States is helping the PKK in northern Iraq and southern Turkey, because the guns, the weapons that the PKK is using is basically American guns. So we are supplying the PKK with weapons to basically cause problems for the Turkish government, but at the same time we are opposing this faction publicly. So underhandedly we are pumping weapons to these people, but publicly we are discouraging them, or we are opposing them. The same thing we're doing in Pakistan. You know, we very much telling because Musharraf, he just met a couple of days ago, or actually Friday, he met with what's his name? Fallon, chief. He's the central command general. What's his name? Admiral William Fallon, the chief United States Central Command. He met with him. So definitely, Fallon had something to do with Musharraf declaring this emergency only hours after he met with Admiral Fallon. What do you think?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's not as if all at once Musharraf decided, well, I think I'm going to plunge the country into martial law. If he met with Fallon last week, as you said he did, then certainly this was being discussed. And of course, Musharraf, in addition to getting his marching orders, because let's face it, I mean, the United States is active in Pakistan. They have been involved in all kinds of missions going into the Kashmir region and other areas where they suspect that the Taliban may be hiding out. In addition to the fact that, you know, the same people that the United States is fighting in Afghanistan, the same tribe of people called the Punjab, they make up one of the biggest tribal groups in Pakistan as well. So fighting the Taliban in Afghanistan means that they have a supply route in Pakistan and a place where they have refuge when they need to get reinforcements and whatnot. So there's no way that this all took place, not only without the foreknowledge of the United States, but with the permission of the United States. Musharraf, being paid as well as he is by the United States government, wouldn't dare make a move in that direction unless he had permission ahead of time.
I agree. Let's go back to the phones. We have Harold waiting from Tennessee. Harold, come on up.
I'm here. How about you?
Fine, thank you.
How are y'all doing today?
We're doing fine, thank you.
Nice to have you on the show.
Now, I've listened to you about this democracy. It's about the same thing as back when Nasser Kadabra started his empire. If you didn't worship me, I'll kill you. And then you went on up to Constantine the Great. Well, if you don't do what I'm going to what I say, then I'm going to kill you. And then it comes on up to President Bush. If y'all in America don't do what I say, I'm going to kill you. It's just
okay.
History repeating itself.
You're right. You are right. You know, we're going to get into, is this democracy a good thing or is a bad thing? Who came up with the idea of democracy, and does it really work? It might work in the beginning, but does it really work in the long run? And you know what? Gabe from Texas, he said it. Democracy is as good as the people being ruled, and I think he is right on target with that one. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we have Harold on the phone. Harold, would you like to elaborate a little more on what you were saying?
Yeah, democracy will never work. This country here was formed on self-rule. Me and you and everybody in the United States can vote for one presidential party. But that don't mean nothing, because the Electoral Congress can elect whoever they want as president. So our
the Electoral College you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay. So our votes don't count, really.
You're right, and that's actually the problem that Ron Paul will face, even if he is, if he makes it to the convention.
Yeah, because Electoral Congress is going to vote against
college.
Him.
Right. Our college. I agree.
So
I agree.
And this democracy is nothing but communism. I'm going to tell you what to do, and you're going to have to do it. It goes back for thousands of years.
I agree.
So, and Bush is one of the biggest communist leaders in the world.
Okay. Very good, Harold. We're going to have to move on. We have a lot of callers waiting, and we're going to discuss this, but excellent point. I appreciate your call. Oh. Let's go to Rita in Texas. Go ahead, Rita.
Well, this is Rita, and I have to agree completely with my previous call. That's basically why I was wanting to call in, because democracy is really the coin word for communism. And it was the daggum Jews who started the Democratic Party here in the United States, because I think it was William Harding who wasn't going to support getting involved in World War One. I can't remember which candidate they had on the Democratic Party that they established, but it was Woodrow Wilson who became president. And if I'm not mistaken, I think I had remembered reading about that information from a speech that's recorded in the congressional record by Senator Thorkelson back in 1941. And as far as what's going on in this country, Dr. Talawi, I'm just waiting for the bullets to start flying. As far as what's going over there in Turkey, until those people start doing what we did here with Lexington and Concord, they're going to deserve what they get. I believe the people of the United States need to start resisting our own government. All tyranny comes in the way of a uniform. I am getting so sick, Dr. Talawi, of events that are happening here in this country. Right now, with the gasoline going up sky high, I mean, it's affecting my husband and I personally. Groceries are going up, you know.
You know why gasoline and groceries are going up? Because our dollar is going down, and it will continue to go down. The dollar has lost about a third of its value since the war started.
I don't believe that, Dr. Talawi. I believe that the reason why it's going up is because you got a bunch of greedy people here in the United States government, and they're out there giving that little song and dance that you gave to encourage the American people to swallow it. Our government is nothing but organized crime. George Washington said it well when he said, government is not benign, it is force. And I think Mao Zedong repeated basically the principle of George Washington, and that is all political power ultimately comes at the end of the barrel of a rifle. We have a Second Amendment in this country, and until the people start starving, until they start realizing that their life is hell, they're not going to resist. I read an account of what happened with you on this No More Wars in Israel crap that happened out there in California?
No More Wars for Israel, yes.
Yeah, well, it's communism. I mean, I'm 61 years old. I don't know how old you are, sir. But I am witnessing events that I read about was happening in communist Russia about overcoming, opposition and all this kind of garbage. The Jews are in power. The Jews are a bunch of queers. They're a bunch of perverts.
Okay.
You know,
thank
and
you very
in
much.
Power,
thank you very much, Rita. Thanks for the call. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I will allow anyone to come on this show to release and relieve the pressure that is built up inside of them. But please, let's have an intellectual debate, argument, whatever you want to call it. And, we can win a lot and we can accomplish a lot by sticking to the points. And we really don't need to call people with derogatory terms, because it will backfire on us. I guarantee you that. I understand where Rita's coming from. I understand her frustration. Her frustration is my frustration. But we really need to stick to the argument here and to the point of the argument. King Mark.
King Mark.
Yes, let me ask you a question. Now, if you were the king of the United States, would you want your subjects to be poor and illiterate, or would you like them to be smart, educated, and well-to-do?
Smart, educated, and well-to-do. That's the strength of any society.
So, exactly. So if you were a dictator, or if you were a king, which, you're the absolute ruler of the country, you would think you would want stability in your country, and you would want your subjects to be healthy and happy and living their lives and the best way they can. I'm sure that all the presidents, and where I'm going with this, Mark, is if we compare countries or societies that had absolute rulers for life, are those societies better off than democracies, or democracies are better than those societies where we elect a president every 4 years or every 6 years, as the case of in France? It's democracy has its limitations, and I believe, and this is a true statement, what I'm about to say, is democracy was invented to basically destroy aristocracy in the in Europe, because the only way you can get into power is if you destroyed these kingdoms and the states where the rulers actually it was father to son to grandson rules, so everybody knew who the next ruler was going to be, so there was no competition, and people did not have to go through these let's say not so proper methods of getting someone elected or pushing a particular candidate to be in power so he can perform the agenda of these certain groups who have the power to put these people in power. So when you are when you know you are the son of a king and you are second in line or you are first in line to the throne, you very much everybody knew who the next king was going to be. And so in my opinion, I think those states had a lot more stability and had people in there who were born to rule, who were groomed to rule, not somebody who was a thug, somebody who was God knows where. They bring them up and they put them through this election or electoral process, so-called elections and democracy. And before you know it, you have people who should not be managers of a Burger King becoming presidents of these countries. And also, because of the fact that these politicians are competing for these positions, then it doesn't really matter what laws they put out there, and it doesn't really matter what happens to their subjects if they continue to be poor and uneducated, as long as if they have a power base that they can rely on comes election day. So democracy is the worst form of government if it's not handled properly. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, but the thing is, I think it goes back to the first caller that we had, Hashem. I think he was 100% right. It's only going to function as well as the moral base of the people. Now, think of it this way. Let's say that 10% of the population in this country felt like you and I and some of the other people listening to this program. 10%. Now, you're talking about roughly 30 million people. Okay, if 30 million people just did a few things every day, made a few phone calls to some advertisers or to some people who were sponsoring a certain product, and put the pressure on them that if they didn't clean up their act, that they wouldn't have their product bought anymore, you would see a and I believe me, I know people are rolling their eyes right now because they're saying, okay, here is this guy advocating taking these very weak measures in the face of a very serious problem. But what I'm saying here is this. There was a time in which this country was peopled principally by moral individuals. You see, evil rulers knew they could never come to power in this country and they could never get away with the things that they had dreamed of getting away with because the people would not put up with it. I think that the biggest the biggest weapon that is used against us is the fact that we lead comfortable lives. We really don't have to make any sacrifices. Nobody's interested in rocking the boat because the boat is just moving comfortably along. So that is the thing. Until people decide
until they open their eyes and they see how bad the system is and how bad it is going to be for their children and grandchildren later if something isn't done, then nothing is going to change. That's the thing. You have to be willing to make sacrifices. And I agree with Rita. When it starts to hurt in this country, we haven't got food, we haven't got jobs, whatever, then people are going to start taking all of these matters much more seriously than they do now. But just to blame it on what we call, you know, democracy, it's not enough. I mean, there have been other systems. I mean, the Roman Empire existed for centuries upon centuries, and it had representative government. That's what we have to keep in mind, is that, you know, there's nothing wrong with electing people to go to government and to speak for us. There's nothing wrong with that.
But you know what? Go ahead, Mark. Finish your thought.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. The problem is we were not set up to be a democracy. We were set up to be a representative republic. The difference between a representative republic and a democracy, in a democracy, majority rules. In a representative republic, the rights of each individual are preserved. In a democracy, if we have four guys and one woman, and the four guys to vote on jumping this woman, then that's democracy. But in a representative republic, then every individual's right is preserved and protected. And a representative republic, it is people who are represented. They have representation. But in the case of our country here, which apparently we don't care about those values, that we are letting our own allies, people who are allied with us in the Middle East, to be the absolute rulers and dictators of their people. Because what is happening here, because of the fact that we took out one area of our democracy with speech, it is not free anymore, because free press is the foundation of all democracies, and we don't have that. Free speech or free press is not present and is not available anymore in the United States. Therefore, you have taken away the foundation of democracy. And if you take away the foundation of anything, it's going to come trembling down. And this is what we have in this country, that we are electing people. We are electing thugs. It's the rule of the mob. That's exactly what we have in government now, what we have in Congress, because our foundation was taken out, which is free press. Free press means that the press should not have any strings attached to the establishment, but yet we find the same strings attached with the same money that is being pumped into the press. It's the same money being pumped into our Congress, the same money being pumped into our military industrial complex, the same money being pumped into our electoral process. So it's the same money. The foundation is gone. And we keep bragging about that we are a democratic country. And that's exactly what was written a long time ago, that let these people play with democracy and let them think that they are ruling themselves. But in fact, we are ruling them. This is the time we have these powers that are controlling everything, ruling us.
Well, I would agree with you, but again, I think it goes back to the moral fiber of this country. If the people in this country stood up, and like I said, just a relatively percentage-wise, a small number of them, and they said, forget it. I'll give you an example. Back in the early 90s, after Clinton was elected, you had people on the far right who were so concerned about Clinton, particularly after what took place at Waco, where all of those people were burned to death by the federal government. You had people all over the country who were going out and buying guns and ammunition, and they were going out and they were training like an army. Now, this frightened the federal government and the powers that be so much that they mounted an operation to absolutely destroy this movement. It was called the militia movement, okay? They wanted to make sure that this idea did not catch on and get any bigger than it was getting. And so you had all kinds of stories coming out in the press just prior to the federal building being bombed in Oklahoma City, talking about these right-wing militias and how dangerous they were. This, I think, genuinely terrified the powers that be. The fact that the peasants were going for their pitchforks and were making plans of repeating what had taken place 200 years earlier. To the point where they were willing to absolutely do what was ever necessary, including blowing up a federal building in order to discredit these people.
Very good, Mark. We'll catch this after the break. We'll be right back.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This first hour, it seems like it is flying by so quickly, it is unbelievable how time flies when you're having fun. Our number is 800-313-9443. Call us. We would like to hear from you. We still have another hour to go. And in the second hour, we'll continue discussing this democracy thing and see what the problem is with our democracy and the style of democracy that we are trying to export. You know, it didn't work for us here, so we want to export it to other people. And also, we will tackle an issue that actually came up with the call from Rita in Texas. She did send a note. She sent it to Mark, saying that I silenced her freedom of speech. We will talk thoroughly about this because this is extremely important of what freedom of speech is supposed to mean. I am, you know, in no way that I will silence anyone. We do not actually screen our callers to the show. We don't ask them what they want to talk about, and we let them talk about anything they want to talk about. And but sometimes you have to draw the line of when, and actually I did not, she was at the end of her comments, and we'll talk about her comments, what she sent us, because it's extremely important. The reason I want to discuss this, extremely important, that we need to understand what freedom of speech means. It does not mean that I'm free to call people names, because it really does not, it does not help anyone, it does not help your cause, it does not, and it does not harm the other side either. So what if we call them names? And Rita, you know, at the end of her comments, and she was finished when we said, okay, thank you. We did not silence her when she said the queer Jews. I don't know what, you know, what she was wanting to accomplish by using a comment like that. We will read her, actually, we will read what she sent in, and you'll be the judge. You call us and tell us if we're wrong. Let us know. Of course, we only have a couple of minutes left in this first hour, and we'll tackle this problem in the second hour. The show is getting good. It's exciting, and I like excitement. What you think, Mark?
I've got eight kids. I've got all the excitement I can deal with.
Well,
personally,
I'm sure
I could deal with a little bit of boring every once in a while.
Yeah, but you know what? I can't stand being bored. I just go crazy. I need something, and I really appreciate Rita. And by the way, Rita is welcome to call back. We will put her back on as long as she does not call anyone any names. And I will explain my position when we come back in the second hour. People think, oh, he's scared of the Jews. No. Listen to my speech that I gave, the No More Wars for Israel speech, that in 2 days, actually in a day and a half, got 2,100 people to go and see it on Google. So I really believe it's a good speech that has a lot of positions in it, and we will talk about this calling people names things and how much we are accomplishing by doing that. Actually, the only thing you're accomplishing is you are feeling good about yourself when you call people that. It's like, wow, I'm accomplishing something, actually. But we'll talk about this because, you know, we are all in the same fight, and which is the Jewish influence. And I'm not scared to say about the Jewish influence. And we'll talk about Jewish influence when we come back, because it does exist. And do they have the right to do it? You will hear me saying that everybody has the right to do whatever they want to do. It's a free country, and we will talk about this more in details when we come back for the second hour. So, ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back, me and Mark Glynn.